Under the changes, neither wind nor solar power can qualify for the so-called clean air credits. That's according to House Energy Committee Chair Nino Vitale. This seemingly leaves nuclear power as the only beneficiary of the program. The charge to residential ratepayers was cut from $2.50 to $1 a month, taking the pot of money for credits from $300 million to about $190 million. The wind and solar industry have fought against the bill's repeal of the renewable energy standards. Industry reps say they need more time to look over the changes before they comment. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.